Hello, everyone. My name is Joshua Weya. I'm your host of the Book of the Month Club call. This is a prelude to our conference call tonight. We have a great panel member that will be reviewing the book for this month. And we also want to just let you know that we have cut out some great conversation that we have put at the end of this call. So take a listen to that. We did this to save you time so you can get right into the call. By the way, we'd like to encourage you to grab a pen and notebook, take copious notes, because the information that you'll be writing down will help you very much in your business now and in the future. First of all, I want to thank everybody that has joined us for coming into our Book of the Month Club call. It's always exciting this time of the month, this particular hour of the month, when we review a very, very powerful that we've read that helps us to develop who we are and become very, very professional in the way that we do our business in the field. And this month is no exception. We have been reading the book, The Parable of the Pipeline by Burke Hedges. Incidentally, if you all will recall when we started the Book of the Month Club call about a year ago, it was Burke Hedges' book, Copycat Marketing 101, that we read first. So, Burke, that goes to you. We truly appreciate your being on the call tonight, Burke. Everybody, welcome Mr. Burke Hedges on the call.
Welcome.
Great to be here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great. Now, we're going to be having a Burke comment a little bit later on, so we're going to move very quickly here. But first of all, I'd like everybody to take a note of the book for next month. The book for next month is by Don Failer. Don Failer, last name is F-A-I-L-L-A. Title of the book is The 45-Second Presentation That Would Change Your Life. Again, it's entitled The 45-Second Presentation That Will Change Your Life. This is the famous napkin presentations, folks. It is said, a little bit of a comment about the book, it is said here that if you are considering multi-level marketing or network marketing as we know it today, and want a honest, genuine presentation, or you want to know what you need to do to make it work, this is the book for you. So that's just a little snapshot of what this book is all about. And in fact, I know many leaders in our company, both are in the early days and currently, they've been using ideas from this book to build their organization very, very fast. So it will be available through Dream Builders. And you know you can go to www.dwgtools.com and get a copy of the book. If you're a member of the Book of the Month Club, you'll get 20% discount. And also you can call 1-800-485-0333 to order a copy of the book. We'd like to encourage more and more people to join the autoship program of this book so that you can get them shipped out to you by the 20th of the month, so you will have the book for the following month available for you right at the beginning of the following month. In fact, you can start reading it before the month is over. Now, let's get onto our book for this month, The Parable of the Pipeline. I really like the introduction of this book because Burke here talks about his experience with his father. He mentioned that his father will always say, never take anything for granted. We say that many times during his interaction and growing up around his father. He made reference to back in Cuba, 1959, Castro took over Cuba. His father was worth $20 million back then. In today's value, it's over $200 million. His father owned 12 different businesses. When Castro took over, they lost everything because his father had to escape, his parents, rather, had to escape to Jamaica with just the clothes on their back. But he said something very profound here that my father, I'll read directly from page 3, my father often lectured me on the importance of owning your own businesses. ownership meant independence and control. As far as my father was concerned, the more businesses than 5 days.
I read it the first day.
In the very first day you received it?
Yep.
Amazing. Now, please share with us what stood out for you in this book, what it's done for you, and how you're using it already in your business, how you're going to use it in the future. Go ahead and tell us what this book's done for you.
Well, I had, as I was reading this book, I took a few notes, and in part one, we live in a bucket-carrying world. We can look at this statement as being true because it's likened to an 8 to 5, 8 to 4, 8, 9 to 5 job. And lesson one goes on to ask, who are you, a bucket carrier or a pipeline builder? And this is something we need to ask ourselves because being a bucket carrier or working a 9 to 5 job just isn't working today. So the book gives us two examples of two men. One a bucket carrier and one a pipeline builder. And being a bucket carrier, you have to show up to work every day in order to get paid, and you exchange time for money. And it's called the time for money trap, as Burke put in his book. And the bucket carrier is no work, no money. And he gives the example of a dentist, which everyone who read the book can probably relate to that. And being a pipeline builder, you do something once, and you continue to get paid over and over. And a pipeline is always working, even if you're on vacation. And just a little bit about lesson two, we live in a bucket-carrying world. And this lesson refers to the world to being like monkey see, monkey do. And it gives you an example of a doctor and his 4-year-old daughter. And most people in the world carry buckets, which means they think that this is the only way that they can make a living. And we have been taught how to carry buckets, and if we work really hard, we can carry a bigger bucket by getting a promotion. But this is a never-ending story. So people have to realize that owning their own business means ownership, in turn means independence and in control, as Burke brought out in his book. So in closing, we need to ask ourselves, are we still living in paycheck to paycheck? Because if we are, we need to start a pipeline. And we have to keep in mind that pipelines don't build themselves. We have to build them.
I like that. That is so profound. Pipelines don't build themselves. We have to build them. Thank you so much for your insight on the book. Okay. I will switch over to Tony Stafford. Tony, you are out of California and also a great supporter of our Book of the Month Club. And you also have been very busy in recording our calls, making them available for distributors for training, for review, and for use within the organization. So, Tony, let's turn attention to you. What have you learned from this book this month that should be of benefit to everyone?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that Leonid also is on the line, and she read the chapters also, and so she can chime in a little bit and help out.
That would be wonderful.
As a team here on this. You know, I was really focusing, you know, mainly on the power behind the pipeline and leveraging the money and the Palm Beach pipeline. That is an amazing name, knowing that there's a lot of money down there and what that does. But you know, I have mentioned a number of times to my kids and stuff, and what I call the million-dollar automobile, and it was a lot about leveraging money. You know, I think that this really highlighted it, and you know, the rule of 72, and it says that if you divide 72 by whatever interest rate you want, you'll find out how many years it takes to double it. So if you want, get a 10% interest on, say, your money, and divide that into 7.2 years, you would double your money. And, you know, I talk to my kids about, you know, I think we as parents sometimes we don't do our kids favor. The first thing they do when they graduate from high school, we buy them a brand new car. We've just taught them that every time they want a car, they need to go buy a brand new car. That doesn't mean you don't do that if you've got the money, but the lesson there is that the first thing they do is they go out and buy a new car, and rather than spending maybe $1,500 to $2,000 on a car, they spend $20,000 on a car, and the difference of that is it's worn out in 6 years, and they've blown $18,000 plus interest in that amount of years. By the time they were 65, that car cost them over $1 million, and they have no idea that they just blew $1 million, you know. And if they learn to extend that, and much like we learned in this lesson, you'll find that that it's a very powerful message there about leverage and the thing that we don't even think about. These are very simply described in here, how leverage works and why it works. But the fact of the matter is that's how we can learn to leverage money. And the fact that most of these, you know, and I've always suspected that, but most of these millionaires that live in this Palm Beach area are living on old money that just keeps turning into new money because of the leveraging of money through interest in the stock market and things like that. I thought was most astonishing, and we've heard this many times, and the discussion about the rice, the guy that had created the game chess, and the emperor was going to reward him, and quickly told him that all he wanted was 1 gram doubled for every square on the chess table, and the emperor thought this was great, and then turned to find out that there would have been more than 10 times all the rice in the world. And the emperor was wise enough to renegotiate that, and he probably got more than he would have if he just asked for it. In other words, he ended up with a villa with a lot of rice paddies that he could grow a lot of rice and make money and live well for the rest of his life. Very interesting in that area, and I take that and I'm going to continue to be able to reinforce these things with the information I learned. Leonid, did you have something particular there?
Well, I thought it was interesting, the parallel that we have used in the past where, you know, what would you prefer, one penny a day doubled, or would you want $1,000? You know, we've talked about this in, you know, when we've had meetings before, and then you end up showing people within, you know, X amount of time how doubling that one penny a day, you know, would profit you far more. So I thought that was really brilliant, the analogy there. So I liked that a lot.
Excellent, Lynette. Appreciate your helping us there and review that particular key point for this month. We're going to go over to New York now and have Uche Agaraya share with us some of the insight that you really picked out of this book this month. Uche, please help with that.
Okay. Can anyone hear me?
Very well.
Okay. Well, I actually had a very good time with this book. This is something that I had been thinking of, but I think the book put it down perfectly, and it put it down in simple enough language that, I mean, it really everything became clear, and everyone who I spoke to became clear. It was really interesting. I also had the book and was so enthralled, I pretty much couldn't put it down until I'd finished it. So I pretty much did one night, just like Clarence. But the interesting chapters to me were the last two, the one about e-compounding, the ultimate pipeline. And I thought that was extremely helpful for me because you know, we talked about the internet and the things that it can do for us, and how we can use the internet to leverage ourselves. And I like the part where on page 85, where it talks about the three challenges that e-commerce sites have. They need more traffic, they need more sales, and they need more repeat business. And how we can come in and just say, all right, if I refer people to your site, if you give me a referral fee. And because when I think about it, I went to places like Amazon.com and different websites a lot because a lot of people recommended it to me, not just because I had heard it, but a lot of people said, oh, yeah, I tried that site. It was great. I got great service, or I got what I needed. And because of that recommendation, I also decided, okay, let me take a look at it. So being able to do that, and use that as the ultimate pipeline. The other thing that I liked about it was when we talked about how you get one person in and They did the e-compounding math, which I thought was really nice. But if you get one person each month, and every person that you teach, you tell them to get one person each month, then tell them to teach the other person the same thing, that by that duplication, by month 12, you have over 4,000 people. And when you think about it, all you're doing is just getting one person at a time, a very reachable goal, one person a month, and within a year, you have 4,000 people under you, people who are basically working for you. So I thought that was pretty much what was astounding for me. And when I was able to talk to a couple of people, I had the opportunity to talk to somebody else who was interested in the business and explain to them how simple that could be. And then lesson eight, when we're talking about the 50-year plan or the 5-year plan, underscoring the importance of having investments, even small investments that over time build up, and making sure that we have that pipeline, but as well, getting that 5-year pipeline in addition to the 50-year pipeline, I thought was a brilliant idea. So in addition to investments and 401ks and Social Security, trying to get in, working with a business, doing the e-compounding, that working with those ideas to be able to get something for short term and something for the long term.
Excellent.
So that's what I got out of it.
Excellent review. Truly appreciate that, Uche. Really impressed me, too, when you said that you read that book in just 24 hours or less when you got the book. So really, this is no doubt everybody hearing this. If you don't have a copy of this yet, you want to get a copy of this book, because this is an outstanding book that we've read this month. And I'm going to go over to Mark Foster from Royal Sport, Pennsylvania. Please, Mark, share with us what you've learned from this book. First of all, I'd like to mention that you are one of those that has been a great supporter of our Book of the Month club. You're never missing. You are constant, and we appreciate you being on the panel tonight. So go ahead, share with us what you've learned from this book that every one of us listening can also learn.
Yes, I like the part, first of all, the add to lesson three, the part where Mr. Burt mentioned that we all have 1,440 minutes in a day, both rich and poor. I like that part also where Pablo was not easily discouraged. He kept on building his pipeline, and he got results. But what was especially interesting is that he was doing a little bit of both. He was building his pipeline and still carrying buckets. He was doing both. It was like a part-time job for him. And it's related to how most people get started in this industry. They work, and then they do this part-time. And then eventually they get away from working their job and doing this full-time. So that's what was really interesting to me. How I would use that is just to keep believing in a dream. That's how I would use it for my business. Keep believing in my dream and keep working and building that pipeline.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And just to add to what's been commented on, I like very much, too, lesson six, time leverage that Mark touched on a little bit, the people's pipeline. There was a quote there on page 69, an old Appalachian expression that there are two ways to get to the top of a giant oak tree. You can sit on an acorn and wait, or you can climb it. And, of course, there are Mr. Hedges referred to Margaret O'Donnell, who over time built a lot of wealth. But he said that I'm also a big believer in building long-term pipelines. Over the years, I've leveraged a portion of my income to build pound beach pipelines in everything from pension funds to stock market accounts to IRAs to real estate. It's called diversification. It's called building lifelines. You know, I was thinking about this. Some of us in this industry of network marketing, we come into it, we make a lot of money. We make money that we never dreamt of before. And some, unfortunately, don't diversify in their in the way that they do business or put money into other investments that are rainy days. I've seen some people that have come in and have become like the Dow Strawberries of our industry. There's so much lesson to be learned from this particular chapter. And, of course, we want to focus very hard on building a very strong and rewarding pipeline. Within 5 years, we all have that 1,440 minutes every day. We want to put it to work, put it to proper use. That's the secret that he mentioned on page number 75. He said this. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Using free time productively is one of the keys to why successful people have more, do more, and get more in life. He asked the question, do you think Bill Gates comes home at 5 p.m. every day and watches 7 hours of TV like the average American male does? Here's something interesting, too. You won't walk into a convenience store and see Michael Jackson behind the counter selling customers lottery tickets and quarts of beer. What's the point? Using our time correctly, wisely, as we build our network marketing business. Especially here at DWG, we have an incredible company. We have an incredible product line, an incredible compensation plan that is in our hands, and we want to use it correctly. We want to pay now and play later, borrowing from page 78. And we've heard that from some of our leaders in this company, to work very hard right now because time is of the essence. So there's so much that we learn from this book. We can go on and on, but like we said, we have Mr. Burke Hedges on this call. And before I turn the call over to Mr. Burke Hedges, like I said earlier on, folks, I had a chance to talk with him a few days ago, and I learned so much within the short time that we had a conversation. I went into Burke Hedges' website and looked at some of his work. In fact, I just typed in the name Burke Hedges, and I got 7,978 hits or references on Burke Hedges online, covering 15 pages, folks. It is said that if you want to get a strong education, go to the people that have done it, that have made it, and keep doing it and keep making it. And Mr. Burke Hedges is one of such. For instance, he has other books that are available, such as DreamBiz.com. You Can't Steal Second with Your Foot on First. That's another book that he's written. Another book that I'm looking forward to reading, You Incorporated. And he also has audio series on this particular book as well. He conducts live seminars all over the world. For instance, how to master your proficiencies in prospecting, recruiting, sponsoring, especially leadership. And that's what Mr. Burkhead is very, very strong at doing. So, folks, I'd like to introduce to you my new friend and mentor, Mr. Burke Hedges.
Thank you, Joshua. First of all, I want to commend everybody on this call for taking their evening here on Sunday to sharpen their personal skills in order to sharpen their business skills that someday they don't have to work for the rest of their life and let their money work for them. And unfortunately, Joshua, too many people are out in pursuit of the almighty dollar instead of the almighty dollar working for them. And some things that I've learned on this call with your up-and-coming leadership group that I know just by the many calls that I've made over the years, over, I guess, now going on 17 years of my career here with this awesome, awesome industry that I have so much respect for and very grateful for, is that I know that these individuals here on this call on their path, and that's more important than anything else, is to start the path to greatness. And true greatness really is not about taking. Joshua, you and I had, I think we had close to almost an hour. I think it was a 45-minute call. And the path does start, always starts with the the initiative and the desire to say, hey, I've had enough in my life, I've done or I've not had enough in my life, and I'm about ready to make those deposits so someday I can make the withdrawals. And those withdrawals, the greatest withdrawals that we can make, is to know in our hearts that we had a positive impact on other people's lives. And thank you for having me on the call, and I want to thank and commend everybody for taking their Sunday today and maybe just sharpen those skills just a bit. How would you like for me to move forward here, Joshua?
Well, Brooke, just like we talked about a few days ago, this part of the call is all yours. We would like you to share more insight with what you've written. Especially, I would like you to segue into what you're about to share with us by touching a little bit on the opening of the book, what you wrote about there, your relationship with your dad, and also especially the closing of the book. Share more with us that experience with those two wonderful young men that were having a vacation of a lifetime in Italy and the rest of it. So go ahead, Mr. Edges.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I think it's paramount to recognize this, and I'll start with this. And I touched on it just a moment ago, and the fact that you as a leader, are developing leaders and organizing this book of the month or educational of the month, to me, that is a sign that's paramount. What happens is too often we underestimate the value of perfect knowledge. Now, sometimes knowledge comes perfect, sometimes it comes imperfect, and sometimes it comes fraudulent. For instance, as I discussed in the book, Parable of the Pipeline, for years, many people have followed the model, business model of trading time for money. Let's go get a job, let's go get another job, let's not like that job, let's get tired of that job, let's go get another one, let's get bored with that one, and let's go get another one, and next thing you know, we just get a vicious cycle. We end up in pretty much the same place where we started. And the concept behind the parable of the pipeline is, listen, hold on a second. We know that the world wasn't flat. Just because everybody thought that it was flat doesn't make it true. The truth will set you free, in fact, will it not? The truth is that if you will invest the time, let me rephrase that, invest the, quote, time, end quote, it will set you free. And the reason I say this is because so often people want to invest the money and then let the money work for them, but they don't have any cash or any money to invest. So what we have to do for those people who are on the call, or those people around the world that simply don't have a bankroll by which they can put in to the bank or into an investment portfolio or investment strategy so the rule 72 can work for them, what they do have, those, they do have those 1,440 minutes. And what I suggest to people is I heard Mark say earlier, says, hey, listen, hold on a second. You may not have the money, but you do have the time. Why don't you do both? Do both. While you're taking care of your family needs, and that is making sure the mortgage is paid, make sure the lights are on, make sure you're feeding your kids and your kids are going to school and they got clothes on their back and what have you. Hey, while you're doing that, doesn't it make sense, too, while you're doing that, to go ahead and start building that business model of a pipeline, which basically means this. Wouldn't it make more sense? Well, let me back up here for a second. Would you rather work real, real hard for the next 50 years and rest for 5 following or building somebody else's dream? Or wouldn't it make more sense to just pour it on? And I mean focus. Focus. Put the blinders on and says, hey, I've got a vehicle here. I've got an instrument. I've got BWG. They've got an awesome product, a product that very few people have. Everybody wants. It's priced to sell and it's priced for profit, right? And if I could take this product, because it is a needed product, just like we need water and we need air and we need food and we need cars and we need gas, so on and so forth. Hey, guess what? Your DWG product, people want this product because it really is a high value product. What if you're able to pour it on and build a team, not only a family, but an extended family, a family of leaders, a family of contributors, a family of like-minded people that want to make a positive difference in their lives. Not come home at 5 o'clock and watch 7 hours of TV, for God's sake. A family of peoples and leaders that would rather get on a call and say, hey, how can I make a difference in this world? How can I leave a legacy? Because we're only here for 100 years or a little less than that. And say, hey, when I'm long and gone, I just know that I wasn't long for the ride, but I had something positive to contribute. And I will share this with you. At the end of the day, we always feel good about what we do, not what we take. So getting the education, getting the information, getting the knowledge, putting that knowledge to use, building an extended family, using a concept that a lot of people, in fact, most people, what they do is they reject this concept. Who ever thought of a building pipelines? Give me a break. I've heard of pipeline schemes and pipeline scams and pipeline this. For those of you on the call, you probably know what I'm talking about. The direct sales industry, network marketing, multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it. People are so enthralled and they're so inebriated by the fact that they got to go to wake up in the morning, go to work, so they can make the payments for the BMW, but they still come home and what do? They watch 6-7 hours worth of TV, and that's the long and the short of it. So doesn't it make us feel good the fact that, hey, I'm going to make a difference. I am tired of living a life of mediocrity because that's not what God put you in this world to do anyways. And to make a positive difference. And the way you make a positive difference is by being a giver, not a taker. Doesn't that feel good when you give a gift to someone and their life just lights up? The parable of the pipeline, the book is about giving education. That's what that book is about. It's about giving truth. At the end of the day, would you rather be a bucket carrier or a pipeline builder? If you love carrying buckets as a spiritual leader in your life, hey, then go for it. But there's no greater gift you can give someone than the gift of freedom, financial freedom, personal freedom, the gift of giving. Because when someone has the wherewithal to give, they've got enough in their bank account to give, there's no greater satisfaction to know that you had started a great, great tradition and a great example. And a lot of times what happens is we just get so caught up in the daily minutia that we just forget. Why? Because that's what everybody else is doing. It's comfortable. It's convenient. You know what I look at as convenient? A dead fish heading downstream. Is that you? I don't think so. You know, you wouldn't be on this call. I'll tell you what, who are the convenient ones, the ones that are not on this call. But don't give up on them. Keep going after them. Keep dripping on them. See, there's certain things in life that are definite. You jump off an airplane at 30,000 feet, you're going to have some negative experiences. That's definite. If we continue the path that we've continued for so many years, not liking it and expecting something different to change, I'm sorry, you're going to have some definite experiences. And, you know, there's just great joy, just fantastic joy in learning this new information, to being open-minded, to saying, hey, how could I better myself? Because by bettering myself, I'm bettering my community. By bettering myself, I'm bettering my country. By bettering myself, I'm bettering the world. And unless we have that attitude in life, we'll always be takers and never givers. And what I love so much about this industry, and this industry is all an industry of giving, yes, we've got our issues. Yes, we've got all the, you know, we've got to deal with the rejection, deal with the negative stuff. And the only reason we have to deal with that, ladies and gentlemen, is because people simply don't understand. They thought the world was flat at one time. I mean, for centuries, didn't they? But we found out that, in fact, it is not flat. It is round. You know, our industry is round as well. If you start with one, you teach them the principles and the characteristic traits that really creates greatness and give them a chance. Give them some training. Give them a model. Give them a product. Give them some leadership, a la Book of the Month and things of this nature. Put in the conferences. I understand you all have a conference coming up in Vegas here shortly on the 26th of September. I just flew in for Vegas. I took the red-eye flight back from Vegas yesterday. Why did I take the red-eye? Because family is important to me. That's why I took it. And I just soon get here at 6 o'clock in the morning to be with my family, because that is the treasure of my labor, if you will. And the parable of the pipeline teaches you how to have those benefits. Don't take it for granted. My father taught me that. My father was 51 years old when he had me. I was born when he was 51. We came back from Cuba, and he moved to, he was born dad. I'm 41 today. I have four children living in Clearwater, Florida. I was born in Puerto Rico, then went to Jamaica, and I went through fifth grade in Jamaica. From there, I went to Guayaquil, Ecuador, and I moved to the United States in 1977. I didn't speak a whole lot of English, but what I did have, I had the benefit of one very powerful, powerful comment. Hey, Bert, don't take things for granted. When we get comfortable, what happens when we get comfortable? We start losing the edge. We start digressing, not progressing. And you know what? Forget all that, digressing and progressing. There's just nothing more powerful than getting together with your team after a good 3, 4, 5 months push to get to the conference. And everybody there celebrating, sharing their stories. I mean, I can't tell you how many tears I've had in my eyes, Joshua, when those individuals that lost all hope, but someone had enough courage to say to them, hey, you can do this if you follow this system. And they had, I mean, just total confidence, total belief, 100% faith. They followed a proven system, and they changed their life. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing more gratifying than that. Joshua?
Thank you so much, Bert. You've taught me a number of things. I'm taking notes, and I'm recording this. We are recording this as we go along in this call about not taking anything for granted. Don't get comfortable. Our industry is round. What I thought, you know, I'm hearing this for the first time. Give positive influence to others through our training and coaching and what we're doing here. We are truly grateful for the contribution that you've brought to our program here at DWG tonight. Brooke, as we discussed as well a couple of days ago, I would like you to talk about the importance of personal development. I recall that you were really hitting hard on that just a few days ago. Could you share more with everybody on this call tonight, the importance of personal development?
Yes, I will. For the benefit of everybody on the call tonight, I just simply have one question. Are you better off today as a result of reading the parable of the pipeline than you were before you read the book?
Yes.
If the answer is yes, that's personal development. That's all it is. It's understanding through knowledge, the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We've heard often the truth will set you free. And the reason it will set you free is because at least you're heading in a positive direction. Can you imagine thinking you're heading in the right direction when in fact you're heading downstream? Not positive. I've always believed, and I have lived this, I practice this, and that is, if you build the person, the person will build the business.
Wow.
Too often people have it the other way around. They say, well, I got to learn what tools to use, what videos to use, what brochures to hand out, you know, the compensation plan. Tell me exactly how much money I'm going to be making if I do this and so on and so forth. And what happens is, well, yeah, they've got all the shelves built in their garage to put the product on. But they didn't have the perseverance, the wherewithal, the determination, the fortitude to move forward and say, hey, I'm not building shelves in my garage. I am going to go out and demo this product. I am going to go out and let people know about this because guess what? They just might want it. And more importantly than that, or maybe not more importantly, how about as important? Because a lot of people will build a business just to build a constant cash flow with the product. And I know that to be true. And my dreams are not necessarily your dreams. And your dreams are not necessarily somebody else's dreams. And sometimes dreams develop. What was a dream at one time, they accomplished that dream and then went ahead and developed another dream. For instance, I want to make an extra $500 a month because I want to buy a new car. So they take the product, they go out there, they learn the demo process, they go out there, learn the marketing techniques, and they make not $500, but $1,000 a month. And say, well, by golly, I wonder what skills I could learn, what personal toolbox is what I call it. What could they learn in time management? What can they learn in leadership? What can they learn in inspiration? What can they learn in habits? What can they learn in managing their emotions? What can they learn in their attitudes? What can they learn in dream building and taking responsibility and things of that nature? And how can they maybe influence what they have learned with other people? And that's the power of leverage. So personal development starts with personal leadership, personal incentive. And that starts with, guess what? Reading the books. It also starts with listening to more tapes and turn off the radio. That's what it starts with. It starts with making the sacrifice to saving that money and so you can make an investment in going to a conference. That's like Las Vegas. Going there and listening to other people because there's nothing more powerful than the power of witnessing. Being there, seeing it, acknowledging it, understanding it, and saying, if that person can do it, I can do it too. Education is the first step to transformation. And transformation is the equivalent to change. And if we want to change our environment, change our lives, we must first get educated to transform into that new positive change that we want.
Powerful thoughts. Wow. I'm going to, at this time, open it up for those of you who would like to ask Burke some questions before we wrap the call up. We have about 10 minutes more. So this is for every one of you. This is your moment. Take advantage of it, and Burke is ready to answer any of your questions. Who do we have first?
I'd like to start.
Go ahead, Uche.
My question is, I love the idea, by the way, and it's a privilege just to have you on here. I wanted to know how you feel about the concept of e-compounding today. I know the book was written a few years ago before 9/11, before all the WorldCom and Enron scandals and everything like that. And the market has changed, it fluctuated a little bit, actually quite a bit since then. How viable do you think this concept still is today?
Do you own a car?
Yes.
How viable is transportation?
No, how valuable is the concept of, how valuable is transportation?
Yes.
I can't live without it.
Okay. Now, cars change, right, from the Model T, okay,
yes,
to where we are today, to Learjet. Concepts don't change. Techniques and strategies change. The pipeline is a concept. E-compounding is a concept. Leveraging money is a concept. Leveraging time, efforts, and skills is a concept. They're time-tested. They're proven. Whether I had a Model T, instead of walking to the store, I take a car to the store. I take a particular form of transportation. It's timeless is my answer. Okay, all it does, it gets better, more efficient, and more valuable to you and I. And what e-compounding has done for us, it has made the average person, the person that doesn't have all the money, the person that doesn't have all the tools, person that wasn't part of the Lucky Sperm Club. I guarantee you, if you're a Kennedy, you're part of the Lucky Sperm Club. I guarantee you, if you were Bill Gates' first child, you're part of the Lucky Sperm Club. But we're not all that fortunate. So therefore, we have to resort to the ultimate of ultimate survival techniques, and that is survival itself. And therefore, we have to be more aware, more conscious of what we could do to improve. Now, and by the way, improvement is a change. A lot of people resist change. To improve quality, not quantity, but quality of our lives. To answer your question about e-commerce, yes, e-commerce has changed, but it's only changed for the better. And just because people resist some of the e-commerce concepts and just because there was that dot-com bust you know what? That all that was just to it's to rectify the industry in itself. Look what's happened right now. Look, Google. My Lord. Look at Google. I mean, they're doing auctions. They're the Mac daddy of all Mac daddies at .com. At the end of the day, you're able to send me an email no matter where I am in the world, and I have my BlackBerry, and I get it right there in a moment. At the end of the day, I can make financial transactions from my PDA. At the end of the day, I can make financial transactions from my computer. At the end of the day, I can get information that otherwise I'd have to wait for mail or for a fax machine. So to answer your question, it's only gotten better, not worse.
Mr. Hedges.
Yes.
Mark speaking.
Go ahead, Mark.
My question is, you mentioned in your book about, and I liked it a lot, putting out fires, and we all have to go through putting out our fires, and you mentioned that that's life, and we all go through it. My question to you is, what's your motto for success and how you weather the storms that come your way? What's your motto for success in dealing with it?
Mark, have you ever been sick?
Sure.
What's your motto for success to recovery?
Well, my motto for success is whether it's somehow, some way, I pick up a book and I start reading.
Well,
I read my Bible. I get into prayer. That's how I weather my storms.
Well, you're connected. I have in my leadership series, I've got a book called You Link, and I'm very big into leadership and concepts and things of that nature. So I appreciate your comment. I talk about what's called the 5S. It's one of the principles of the UN principles, and it's called faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. And the faith is the hub of your life. I mean, without faith or your spirituality, I believe that we're lost people. And we keep grabbing at straws and waiting for things to happen, looking for chance. I mean, it's number one reason the lottery is such a fantastic, I mean, you're talking about a money-making machine. Woo! Hello, you got the government running the biggest pyramid of all. You know, how many losers, how many winners? Hello. Okay, so my point here is this, to answer your question. Weathering the storm simply means this. If you're not stumbling every once in a while, you're not walking very far. It is life. Life does not happen without death, without sickness, without illness, without happiness, because it's part of it all. If, you know, just because you have one bad day doesn't mean you should give it permission to have a bad year, for goodness sake. Let it go. That's part of it. Have you ever gone and worked out? If you haven't worked out for a year and all of a sudden you go back into the gym and you start lifting weights or running, what have you, you're out of breath, your muscles are sore, guess what? That's just a demonstration of poor work habits or poor exercise habits, and you're just out of shape. So to answer your question is this, it's unavoidable. It's part of the territory. Not everybody's meant to be successful all the time, but everybody is meant to have success some of the time.
Thank you.
Well said. We have time for just one more question.
This is Leonette. Can you hear me?
Yes, Leonette. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question would be, you know, out of all of the different, you know, in the book you've got the 50-year concept and, you know, the ultimate pipeline, is there a particular percentage that you apply to each of the different items in your pipeline?
Well, help me understand, what do you mean by different percentages?
Well, do you end up putting more into, you know, 401k or, you know, like what percentages do you end up, you know, applying, if any, you know, to, you know, your 401k versus real estate versus stocks versus bonds versus CDs, IRAs, whatever?
Your first name?
Leonette.
Leonette. Can I share one thing with you?
You sure
can. You don't have to worry about putting money into real estate, 401ks, your stock portfolio if you don't have any cash to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's first and foremost.
Right.
Most people don't have the cash to have their money work for them. And what the parable of the pipeline is all about, it's about sacrificing 3 to 5 years by building an organization, by developing the skills, i.e. the phone call that we're on right now, and sharpening your axe. You know, Abraham Lincoln was once asked, if he had 3 hours to chop down a tree, how would you go about doing it? And he responded, I spent 2 hours sharpening my axe.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our axes are just our personal skills. So, number one, you don't have to worry about how to divide your time if you don't have the cash. One is very simple. You need cash to put in these investment strategies. You follow me?
Oh, sure.
So what happens is, because people don't have the cash, what they have to do is invest. They have to develop their personal skills, their leadership skills, their business skills, what I call the success quadrant. And if you wrote like if you on a piece of paper, if you just put it like an X, and actually it wouldn't be an X, a line straight down and across like a box, and on the left side you put growth, on the right top side you put LT, which means learning and training, because it's the difference between the two. In the bottom left hand quadrant you'd put you put communications, which is actually critical. And by the way, I saw it on the website today when I went to your website to learn a little bit more about your business. And I was very happy to see how important communication is. And then lastly is retention. What you do is you spend the majority of your effort in those arenas, okay, because those areas of your business will develop the pipeline of cash so you can, in fact, take the excess and put it into your investment strategies. So if you have a lot of money, I'd say you put it in your investment strategies, whatever they may be. If you don't have a lot of cash, I suggest you put a lot of time, effort, and energy in developing your investment skills.
Great. Thanks.
Excellent. Right on. I agree with you 100%, Burke. And all that we've learned by reading the book and reviewing the book tonight and the comments made already is helping us to focus on one thing. Time is of the essence. Build your pipeline of distributorship organization fast, huge. You have all the tools. We have all the tools that's available for us to do just that. And it doesn't stop here. What I'd like to do is to ask Burke to share with us very quickly. We have just about 3 minutes more. Share with us some of your upcoming seminars, training, events that are coming up, and also your website with everybody. I know I've been there. I was very, very impressed with that. But I'd like to have you share with everybody where they can get additional information on some of your works.
Well, first of all, Dream Builders is we have a business relationship. My publishing company has a business relationship with Dream Builders. So I encourage each and every one of you to continue the path of education and personal leadership. And should you want to, and the greatest gift you can give someone is the gift of education. A $10 book, or I don't even know, a $10 or $11 book can do so much for people. You have no idea. And the reason is because a book changed my life. I didn't even know when it was going to, because I was ready at the time. Many, many years ago, when I read Og Mandino's Greatest Salesman in the World, I was building boats for a living, making $5.50 an hour. You know, I was so broke, I pulled in the gas station. I said, check these gas, fill up the oil. My car was giving a lot of white smoke. Believe me. And somebody introduced me to this industry. So the best thing that you can do is to educate people and find out where they are in their life. And the best way to do that is through education. And whether it's the other products that you all have or you want to introduce, that'd be great. Because I'm a sincere advocate of all education. So get with Dream Builders in that. Secondly, I understand you guys coming up into Vegas. I just got back, took the red eye from Vegas. Vegas is a great town. Maybe perhaps someday I can have the opportunity and genuinely the opportunity to share some of my thoughts and some of my growth building strategies with your organization. And I'll get back to you, Joshua, on that. And that's the best time to do it, is when we all get together as a family and start developing goals. And thirdly, I don't know what your next impending event is, but I hope as a result of this call, that you step it up a notch. In fact, why don't you just go all out and step it up 2 notches or even 3 and say, hey, what could you do from your prospecting skills, which is your growth skills, what could you do in helping putting some strategy sessions together? What can you do today, tonight? Send emails out to your people. What did you learn from this conference call? Send them out an email. And by the way, Mark, I think that was you or someone, one person asked me about the email situation, technology, e-commerce. Hey, get that information out. Let them learn what we learned. And you know what? I want everybody to gel together as a community. The future is what you make it. What are you going to make it?
Wow, I cannot add anything to that, everybody. This has been a wonderful call, an absolutely a forum for education, educating ourselves, taking up not just one notch, but two notches, like Burke just said. We want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Burke, thank you so much for sacrificing your time and being part of our DWG family tonight and contributing your education to us. Like you said, maybe one of the conferences we have in Las Vegas, let's look forward to having you there. How's that? And do some coaching right from the stage to the rest of the family.
I got to live my part. If I'm teaching you all how to promote, I got to lead by example. And, you know, years ago I started a business, and I've been in this industry for 16 years, and I found out you can't be a little bit pregnant. You're either in or you're out.
That's right.
And I'm so privileged to be part of this industry. I'm so proud to be part of this industry, and I'm very delighted to even have the opportunity to have an hour of your time so I can share some of the thoughts, experiences. And I haven't shared all my disappointments with you, but as someone brought up, say, hey, what are the disappointments in so many words? And I say, hey, if you're not stumbling every once in a while, you're not walking very far. So it is what it is, and God willing, I'll have that opportunity to share more with all of you.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody, and make it a great evening. Make it a great week coming up, and we look forward to talking with many of you soon. Have a great night.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
Welcome to Eagle Teleconferencing Services.
That might be a hard act to follow there, Joshua.
And tell me when the Las Vegas trip is.
The international conference is September 24th and 25th.
24th and 25th.
So call Distributor Services.
Around that time, too.
What's that?
I'm supposed to be in Las Vegas around that time as well.
Well, perfect. You'll roll it all into one trip. Call Distributor Services tomorrow morning. Get registered. Get a spot.
Okay.
So, Mike, how have you been doing since Bike Week?
I've been doing great.
Did
definitely,
it change
what's that?
I said, did it change anything for you?
Oh, absolutely. Just doing that many demos in that short of period of time, there's no way you cannot learn from that.
Yeah, it's changed me, that's for sure. You can talk to Scott about that.
Yeah, he's on conference call. Hello?
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 Hello, this is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Virginia, hi.
Dial on your phone if you want, or you can just use the internet. Just get the phone if you want.
Sorry, is that Pam Nagley?
Yes.
Welcome to the call. Who else is on the call?
Ernie Boone.
Ernie, how are you?
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, excellent. And who else is on the call? Well, we have a lot of East Coast and West Coast joining us. Well, we're going to kick it off in a minute here. Let me just check to see if everyone on my panel is on the call. Clarence Green, are you on? Clarence Green. Okay, Emma, if you would do me a favor,
call him.
Call him to make sure that there was no hiccup.
Yes.
To make sure he's on the call, if you can assist me with that. Is that okay?
All right, sure.
Fantastic. And Uche Agarayan?
I'm here reporting for duty, sir.
Fantastic. Love it. All the way from New York. So we have New York represented. Mark Foster? Mark Foster.
I am here.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Joshua.
All right. Tony Stafford?
Mark will be on any minute.
I'm on now.
Judy. Tony Stafford?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Johnny Stafford is our recording engineer. Great. And I want to also check on Elvira Scooter.
I'm here, Joshua.
Fantastic, Elvira. Appreciate you. Elvira is also our second recording engineer. Appreciate that. Well, it looks like more and more people are coming on the call. We would like to kick it out for right away.